Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I am glad that you're here. And it's like a dream come true for me to be able to talk to you every day and to help you and me to help my small business, your small business and mine. You know, I'm riding along on this journey just like you are. I've hitched my car to this train just like you, and we're all pulling together. That's what we're going to have to do, folks. We're going to have to pull together. Now more than ever before, we've got to communicate with each other, with our fellow small business owners, with our customers, with our employees. We've got to shuck it all down and talk to each other straight. Somebody I think who knows about how to do that is going to here to help us with that, and that's Mark Mayberry. Mark is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the most important speakers out there in the world on customer care, taking care of customers, and maximizing your company being able to put its best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Building the Dream Workforce, and he's our good friend, Mark Mayberry. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Mark, what do you think about my idea? We gotta shuck it all down. We gotta take all the nonsense off the table, and we gotta just tell people like it is. Talk to our customers, talk to our employees, talk to our vendors, our fellow small business owners. What do you think?
Together we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah. At this point in time in the life of our economy, we gotta have that kind of those kinds of conversations, don't we?
It's like you said just a minute ago, Jim. There's never been a time where it's been more important, and people have to realize that we've got tremendous strength when we band together, but it's so hard with all the scattered entrepreneurial companies across the country to make that happen. We just have to really focus on that.
We're not organized. We may be organized within, but we're not organized across companies. And Mark, we got to figure out how to do that, because we now know. I mean, has it ever been more clear to you that the only sector of the marketplace with any real sanity is the small business sector, is Main Street?
Nobody from the small business part of things has asked for a bailout, have they?
No. And they keep going to work. They keep doing their job. They keep delivering value to customers. They keep, you know, and they keep going to the PTAs and coaching the little leagues and stuff like that. I mean, this Main Street has we've got to get together and organize somehow.
Couldn't
to lead
agree
this
more.
Economy to lead this economy out of whatever it's in right now.
Absolutely. We keep hiring people too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, I know you want to talk about you had a story I think you wanted to tell us, didn't you?
Yeah, it's really a two-part story, and I write a monthly e-zine and send it out to thousands of people around the world, and I recently wrote one about an experience I had at a hotel, and it was just, I thought, a great experience. I always get bugged when I go down and I want a little late checkout, and they say no. I mean, there's got to be a room they can let sit there and clean it later.
Right.
And so I had an experience, trouble with my TV.
Uh-huh.
And I went down and talked to the general manager, and we just couldn't get it fixed. It was the satellite for the hotel.
Oh.
But he was nice, and you know, there's nothing he could do about it. So the next day I go down and I asked him for a late checkout. He said, well, how late do you want? And I said, well, how about 2 o'clock, which is pushing it. And he said, his response to me amazed me. He said, would you like it later than that? Now usually they're complaining or saying, no, I can only give you one.
Right.
Begrudgingly,
right.
Give you two.
Right.
Instead he jumped out and offered me what I call a Shazam and said, is that late enough? If you need it later, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
So I wrote my story about that, Jim, and I got a very angry email from one of my readers saying, you know, I'm a business owner, and customers keep asking for more and more and more, and, you know, where do you draw the line? And that's really my question to you this morning. I mean, was I asking for too much with a 2 o'clock checkout, and was that not a great example of good service to say, if you need it later than that, we can give it to you?
Well, The answer is to both of those questions is yes. you were asking too much.
Okay.
But but no, seriously, sometimes you need that. Now I've asked for late checkout. We don't do that much. We do that probably, you know, maybe 10% of the time we ask for 12 instead or 1 instead of 11. But you know, and most of the time, I'm going to say I can't even remember when people have turned me down, but 2 o'clock, as you said, is pushing it, and so good for him though. The point is not whether you were asking too much; that's what you needed. You're not a serial late checker, you know, late checkout person,
no.
And so that's what you needed. Do you think the guy did that because of the problem you had with the television, or you think that was his normal method of operation?
I think the television definitely, you know, dealt into his decision.
He knew he had an opportunity to redeem himself, didn't he?
He had an opportunity to redeem himself and to make a memorable statement to me and a reason that when I'm back in that city, that's the only hotel I'm going to stay at.
Absolutely.
And I didn't take him up on the offer. I still left at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was just amazed that he took my simple request that I had been turned down several times in my life, and he turned it around into a very positive for me. And that was the point of my story. Here's somebody that a customer asked for something, and that he delivered just a little bit more than what I asked for.
Well, and you know, here's the other thing in a case like that. What was he going to do? Haul you outside?
Yeah.
I mean, you occupied the room. What was he going to do?
Yeah.
So so to me, I've seen times like that when the manager or the employee or whatever, they didn't really have much leverage, but yet they still acted indignant about it. I mean, why not take the high road?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so many companies, and it's not just hotels. And this is really my message this morning to all the listeners that you have. Is that you have to look at the situation and say, are we doing this and saying, no, you can't have a 2 o'clock checkout because it's convenient for us, or are we doing this because we actually can't do it?
Right. Two different things.
There really are. So many
I hate the argument, well, it's our policy.
Oh, that is absolutely. When it comes to customer service, you just can't say we can't do it because of policy.
Mm-mm.
You have to try and find a way to say yes.
Yep, and this is where leadership comes in. This is where, you know, this is what you train your employees. These are the kinds of things you train your employees to be able to take authority on.
That's the key word, training.
Training and authority and responsibility and leadership. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about how this attitude should be, how we should think about this in 2009. Stay with us.
I'm alone in the dark, even though.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz and jimsblog.biz. Those are all three, my blog and my knowledge base and my mothership website. If you just get to that one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find the blog there. You can find the knowledge base there. You can find the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, all the stuff that we do here. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. We send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And it's free. Everything else there is free. Just check out. No barrier to entry either. If you can get there, we'll let you just come in and use our stuff. Mark Mayberry is our guest and our good friend. And, Mark, I need your website, too, please. Tell us how we can find your book.
It is www.markmayberry.com.
All right, M-A-Y-B-E-R-R-Y, and Mark with a K. And they can find you. Can they subscribe to your newsletter there, too?
Absolutely.
All right,
check it out.
Mark, let's talk about 2009. You know, we're 2008 is almost over. We pretty much put this baby to bed. I'm sure there's some things. I've got a few things left to do this year, but for the most part, if by now you're not already focusing on 2009, to some degree at least, you know, looking at where you're going and your budgeting and all that sort of thing, you're already behind. So looking ahead at our idea of, in 2009 for our thinking for dealing with customers, is there anything that we can humanly do in 2009 that a customer asks us that we shouldn't do?
Well, there certainly are some boundaries you have to set. You can't just keep losing money to...
Right.
You have to make money, and the customer has to understand that. But, you know, when you look forward to 2009, Jim, as far as customer service, as far as selling, as far as just anything that you're doing in business, I think the number one thing you have to remember is you can't listen to all the doomsayers.
Right.
You have to have a positive attitude. Yes, things are tough. We all agree with that. But to just throw in the towel and say, you know, blame the economy on your business is crazy. Even back in the Depression, there were companies making zillions of dollars.
Yep.
So you have to just, I think it's more important with a positive attitude than anything you can do. And that certainly translates to how customers perceive what you're doing in your business.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I've been using the term positive reality, thinking, focusing on what's positive about the reality that we have, as opposed to what we sometimes lapse into, which is what I call negative hysteria.
Well, you mentioned during the break when nobody was on the call with us, Jim, that you asked about my son, and I said he was doing great, and you said, well, is there anything else that's more important? And boy, there's not.
Got to keep perspective, don't we?
You have to keep perspective. You have to appreciate the fact that we live in America, this greatest country in the entire universe, and so we're having a little downtime. In this downtime, there are so many opportunities out there. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and you know, if you think about it, let's look at our lifetime, Mark. You and I are about the same age. You're a few years younger than me, but about the same age.
Not even.
And so. If you look at it, I mean, look at your life. How many years in your life has the economy been good, and how many years has it been bad? I mean, it's like not even 10% of the time that you've been alive has the economy been off. 90% or more of your life, the economy's been pretty good. I mean, I'll take that any day if you think about it.
And there's going to be a tremendous boom at the end of this little downturn that we're in.
Yep. I think so, too.
I don't know where the bottom is. I think we're pretty darn close to it. I think the Dow Jones 8,000 has been kind of where we've been bottoming out, and I think that we're going to sit here for a while. But then, Jim, it is going to go back up. The economy is going to get better. Jobs are going to be there. Customers are going to be wanting to buy. And if you're still sitting in the doom and gloom, woe is me attitude, you're going to be left behind.
And, Mark, I've been telling my audience, I've been trying to get them to assume what I call the small business attitude.
Uh-huh.
And that attitude is, we're going to look in the mirror and we're going to say to ourselves, I'm going to win by surviving.
I had a presentation called David and Goliath, how the Davids of the world that your listeners are up against the Goliath. And a guy told me one time, the biggest Goliath I face every morning is that face in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to come out of there flying and with a great attitude.
Well, and the thing is, one of the ways we're going to survive, though, Mark, and I believe this, is anybody who wants to do business with you, I mean, you can't take anybody for granted right now, any customer for granted. If your employees aren't prepared to just love up anybody who comes in your store, anybody who calls you, anybody who contacts you, if you're not prepared to love them up, then you're not going to make it.
There has never been a time where customer service is more important.
Yeah.
You do have to love up into your customers. You do have to, when somebody asks for a 2 o'clock checkout, you have to say, would you like 4 o'clock instead? Mm-hmm. When somebody says, gee, you know, you're going to have customers that are going to be a little late paying, and those that are nice enough to call you and say, hey, I'm going to be a little late, that you continue to love up on them and understand their challenges rather than being, you know, hard on them.
That's what I'm talking about when I say communicate.
Yeah.
We've all got to be talking to each other.
You certainly do, and especially with your customers.
Right.
Because I'll tell you what, if there's anything that's my experience to see that people are going out and maybe not being so nice as far as chasing customers that were somebody else's before, they're breaking the rules, and we have to just out-nice them.
Yep, there you go. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Good job today.
I enjoyed it.
We'll see you next time. Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen, that's markmayberry.com. The book is called Building the Dream Workforce. Check it out right there, and check out his newsletter, too. Whatever Mark does is top shelf. Quick break, 29 after. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.